I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The government of Sri Lanka has halted fuel sales for non-essential vehicles over the next 2 weeks. Only trains, buses, food trucks, and medical vehicles can fill up. All citizens have also been told to work from home. The island nation has struggled to pay for fuel imports, and for months, people have waited in long lines to get gas. It's affecting Christian World Outreach Ministry, says Greg Yoder.
Bhavan is our main guy working there in country. And because it's difficult to get fuel, he can't get to the village where he's ministering. Just pray that he'll be able to get the fuel he needs.
The government also instituted a 4-day work week for public workers, allowing them extra time to grow their own food. CWO is starting an agricultural program helping widows and the elderly grow food next to their homes. Pray this ministry would show the love of Jesus to a hurting country. And a 45-year-old widow in Laos was sharing Jesus with her village and paid for it with her freedom. The majority of Laotians follow Buddhism, animism, or a mix of both. Persecution of Laotian Christians is often carried out by local officials acting outside the law. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh is here with Rena's story.
Christian Aid Mission says Rena was the first person in her animist village in Laos who began following Christ. As she shared her new faith, many others followed. When a district official heard about the surge of Christianity, he demanded to know who was the first villager to become a Christian. Rena came forward and was placed under house arrest. That was 8 months ago, and she is still under house arrest today. Please pray for Rena's spiritual encouragement. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.